Hello, everybody. Welcome to Feeling Our Way to a New State of Being, the podcast series. This is episode 3. When everything gets crazy and we're super stressed and all that stuff, what can we do to feel better fast, relax, and take it easy? How do we transform that negative energy into positive energy? Because that is alchemy. And also, we're going to delve just a little bit into conscious reality creation and consciously creating or attracting a better reality for yourself. My name is Jeff Fletcher, and let's delve into some deep stuff.
Feeling our way to a new state of being. Feeling our way to a new state of being.
We live in an loaded information, technological world, and everything is available immediately. So we, as conscious creators, have to be more discerning if we want to be in control of our feelings and if we want to feel good and feel better. We have to be aware of it. And it can mean saying, no, I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to listen to that nonsense. I'm not going to watch the news because negative, 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 negative. And one thing after another, there's always one thing after another that takes your attention. So I've got a song coming up now. I'm going to put it on. It's called Information Overload. And really, it's about all that stuff. So we're going to put this on and that will set the scene for a vibration or frequency. And then we'll evolve it and see how high we can get it. So here we go, information overload.
Catastrophic ponderings form in and out of everything I notice. Reading news and listening to media and taking in their real world affects my soul and hurts my head. It leaves my brain in auto mode. Loaded thoughts that hammered me without an altered energy for hours. Spiraling and in a spin, this negative momentum leads to nowhere. So how do we return to feeling wonderful? Information overload. Focus on the joy bestowed. Information overload for better. Information overload for better.
information overload? Did you catch the negative intention at the beginning? The being hooked on the what isness, the negativity of everything, and being almost in an angry state, and then realizing that this feeling state is not really serving me very well. And so going, wait a minute, this is a spiral that I don't want to be on. How can I change it and get onto a better feeling spiral? How can we bring back the feelings of wonderful? How can we get back from this state where you are not in control of the way that you're feeling? You are hooked on a negative trend. How can you get back to feeling wonderful? How can you get back to noticing the flowers? How can you get back to noticing the good things in life? To feeling that I'm alive. This is fantastic. And so then there's a switch. And then it's like, oh, information overload for pleasure. Yes. Reaping in the fruit we sowed, because we reap in the fruit we sow. You know, we sow the seeds and we reap what we sow. It's a golden rule. It's a law of the universe. So that's a vibration shifter inside that song. And I'm feeling a different vibration now than I was when I played it. Hopefully you are too. If not, if you didn't catch that, play it again. Play it again. The link will be in the description to it. So that's information overload. And yes, we are in an information overloaded society. But it still stands. You can still choose your focus. You can still choose what you think about. And the way that you do it is by thinking about something else. You know, if you catch yourself on a spiral, if you catch yourself starting to fall for it, fall for the negativity and get sucked into the negativity, just go, wait a minute. Is this how I want to feel? Do I want to give away the control of my mood? Or do I want to be in control of my mood? And as soon as you say that, you go, oh, it's like part of you just wakes up and you go, oh, yes. And then you could play some positive music, something that you love. You could think about something that you love. You could even think about what you're having for dinner and think about something that you love. That what's left? Oh, I'm going to have that. Oh, I love that. And immediately think about something that you love. It stops it. You might go, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about something that I love. And you picture something, but then the negative side has got a momentum going, depending on how long it's been happening. So that can counteract it and try to pull you back into it. And so then you just think about something else that you love, or someone that you love, or a happy memory, or the mountains, if you can see the mountains, the ocean, anything, flowers. Just consciously do it, and soon the momentum of the positive stuff that you are purposely focusing on will scupper it. It will dissolve it. It will just say, oh, go, give up, and it will go away. And then if it comes back, you just do the same thing. And then you just get used to it. And then you start to develop tools that you can just call upon when you want to. You know, whenever you just go, oh yeah, what's happening? I'm getting sucked in again. Bang, you have it again. I've sat down with a book and just wrote all the things that I love. And I started on A. And I've just gone, think about all the things I can appreciate that start with A. And then I move on to B. And then I just go forward. And, you know, I've even done the same thing with a book. And I've sat down with a book and I've just started at A. And thought of as many positive, high vibration words that start with the letter A. Appreciation. Beauty for B. Bliss, you know? And then I'd go through the alphabet and then I'd start at the letter, and as soon as I couldn't think of any more for that letter, I'd move on. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when you get into the habit of doing stuff like that, you find that your brain is being rewired. Your neurons are being rewired into different pathways that fire differently than the old, worn-out, negative paradigm neurological sequences, which is interesting. Okay, we're going to slow it down a little bit now. We're going to go into a mantra, a kind of meditation, almost. Not a real meditation, but definitely slow down the pace, because we're going to deal with stress. We're going to deal with anxiety. We're going to deal with anxious feelings. And I'm going to play you a mantra, slash song, but mantra. And it's called Let It All Go. And it's for that. It's for taking a moment to call yourself back to the present. Breathe. And just let it all go. Thank you. Intention's the same. Breathe and let it all go. Just let it go. And if you're stressed about something that you've got to do in the future, well, it's not the future yet, is it? And you're in the present. And if it's something that you are stressed about that happened in the past, well, the past is gone. You are where you are in life at the moment because of the past. But it's still gone. So it was the past that helped create you to the person you are now. So you can just let it go. And if it's something that you need to learn from, then that's that. You've learned from it. You can move on now into the present. And you are in the present. And in the present, you are here, alive. And that's where life is, in the present. The future is another present that's not come yet. So there's no point being stressed about that, because the feelings that you're feeling now are creating the future. So the better you feel at the moment, the positive feelings that you can feel in the moment, the positive expectations, the vibration that you're feeling, is pre-paving the future. It's affecting the future reality that's being manifested. So it pays well to be aware of the moment, be in the moment, and to feel good in the moment. So from this state of calm, we're going to move into another song now. And this one is called A Portal for the Immortal. We are a portal for that everything that is immortal.
We are a portal. We are a portal for the immortal. Imagination is many times more big. When open-ended journeys are all there is, the tuning of intention to define the time to fire the new desire. We are a portal for the immortal, a portal for the immortal. We are a portal for the all that is immortal. The joy and magical, all intangible. We take our beauty through the eyes of the physical. We are a portal for the all that is immortal. We are a portal for the immortal. We are a portal for the all that is immortal. We are a portal for the immortal. From altered notions of where we were before, assembled into lineage and called to more. Centrifugal passages we slide into this vessel and are born anew. We are a portal for immortal, a portal for the immortal. We are a portal for the all that is immortal. The joy and magical, all intangible. We take our beauty through the eyes of the physical. We are a portal for the all that is immortal. We are a portal for the immortal. We are a portal for the all that is immortal. We are a portal for the immortal. We are a portal.
So how are you feeling? Are you feeling better than you was on this journey of feelings, feeling our way to a new state of being? We are physical beings acting out in our physical reality through the avatars that are us. It's physical bodies, but it's not all we are. It's far more to us than that. And we are living in an attraction-based universe where we focus on things and it creates a frequency. We generate a vibration and manifestations manifest into our lives in accordance with the frequencies that we are generating and the vibrations that we are generating. Some positive manifestations, some not so positive manifestations. But as we head into conscious reality creation and feeding our way to a new state of being, then we can start to consciously affect the manifestations that are happening to us. So we attract more of what we want and less of what we don't want. It's a wonderful thing. It's a win-win-win-win-win situation, because as well as improving your own life, you also feel good in the process. You know, you feel better in the process. And so as you become more aware of your feelings and more aware of how you can steer your feelings in a positive direction so that you can feel better more of the time. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. Yeah, you still get bad days and you still get, you know, stuff that pisses you off and stuff. But you'll have the tools in order to dissolve it fast and switch into positive vibration. So that is the point of it. That is what it's for. That is feeling always in a state of being, in a nutshell. You don't have to just use music. You can use lots of things, as we talked about earlier. You know, the things that you love, the food that you love, the people that you love, the places that you love, the things that you want to do. You can imagine. You can leave this nation behind and enter the imagination for a bit. You know, it's good to live in the imagination more. And in that imagination, you can create whatever you want to create. You know, you can just imagine it. And as you imagine it and focus upon it, then you feel it. So that's win-win too. You know, the physical body doesn't really know the difference in that, whether you imagine it or whether you experience it. It's the feelings that matter. So if you can't experience it in the physical and you can't think of anything to focus on in the physical, just imagine it. Just imagine the best outcomes that you can think of. Just start the ball rolling and think about something, imagine something way out wacky, that anything, doesn't matter, does it? Nobody even knows about it. And then dwell there for a bit. Create your own worlds. Create your own wonderful places that you can be whoever you want to be there. And just focus upon that for a bit. And your vibration will change. It will shift. So in that, on that vibration of positivity, of positive expectation, on that, we're going to shift into the last song for this episode. And it's a song about conscious reality creation. It's a song written with that intention of the law of attraction in mind. And it's a song that you can play to remind you of that you are a conscious reality creator. We can all forget, but just as much as we can all forget, we can all remember. So here we go. It's called We Can Create All That We Want. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've got something out of it. And until the next one, love and light. And as always, be wonderful.
To feel that it's real, we can create all that we want, all that we need. We only need to feel that it's real. 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 To feel that it's real, we only need to feel that it's real. We only need to feel that it's real. We only need to feel that it's real. We need, we only need to feel that it's real. We can create all that we want, all that we need. We only need to feel that it's real. Life is a wonderful illusion. make it, how you wanna make it, just like the recipe of the sweetest cake. You get to bake it, how you wanna bake it. We only need to feel that it's real. We only need to feel that it's real. We only need to feel that it's real. We only need to feel that it's real.